The world was fair. The mountains tall in elder days before the fall of mighty kings in Nargothrond and Gondolin, who now beyond the western seas have passed away. The world was fair in Durin's day. A king he was on carven throne, in many pillared halls of stone, with golden roof and silver floor, and runes of power upon the door. The light of sun and star and moon, in shining lamps of crystal hewn, undimmed by cloud or shade of night, there shone forever, fair and bright. Unwearied then were Durin's folk. Beneath the mountains music woke. The harpers harped, the minstrels sang, and at the gates the trumpets rang. The world is grey, the mountains old, the forge's fire is ashen cold. No harp is rung, no hammer falls. The darkness dwells in Durin's halls. The shadow lies upon his tomb in Moria, in Khazad Dûm. But still the sunken stars appear in dark and windless Miramir. There lies his crown in water deep till Durin wakes again from sleep.
I like that. I should like to learn it. In Moria, in Khazad Dûm. But did none of your people ever return here?
Thor only dared past the doors, and he perished. And then, 30 years ago, Balin listened too long to the whispers of the mighty works and treasures of our fathers hidden in Khazad Dûm, and he resolved to come here. He took with him Ori and Owen and many of our folk. And for a while, we had news, and it seemed good. Then there was silence, and no word has ever come from Moria since.
But are there piles of jewels and gold lying about here still?
Piles of jewels? No. The orcs have often plundered Moria. There's nothing left in the upper halls.
But what do the dwarves want to come back for?
For Mithril. Here alone in the world was found Moria silver, or true silver, as some have called it. Its worth was 10 times that of gold. But even as Mithril was the foundation of their wealth, so also it was their destruction. They delved too greedily, too deep, and disturbed that from which they had fled. Durin's bane, a Balrog, the most powerful and terrible of the servants of Sauron.
But is there any Mithril to be found now?
Bilbo had a corslet of Mithril rings that Thorin gave him. I wonder what has become of it.
A corslet of Moria silver? That was a kingly gift.
Yes. I never told him, but its worth was greater than the value of the whole shire and everything in it. But we must sleep now, while we have the chance. Frodo,
yes?
Yours is the first watch.
Well, fancy me walking about with the price of the shire under my jacket. Oh, did Bilbo know, I wonder? Oh, I wish we were back together at Bag End, and that I had never heard of Moria or Mithril or the ring. Something staring at me. Two pale, luminous eyes. Oh. No, there's nothing. I must have nearly fallen asleep on guard. Oh, I was on the edge of a dream.
When the company awoke, they found a dim light falling on their faces. High up above the eastern archway, through a shaft near the roof, came a long, pale gleam.
Good morning. Well, morning it is, at last. I was right, you see. We are high up on the east side of Moria. Before today is over, we ought to find the great gates and see the waters of Miramir lying in the Dimrill Dale before us.
I shall be glad. I have looked on Moria, and it is very great, but it has become dark and dreadful, and we have found no sign of my kindred. I doubt now that Balin ever came here.
We must go on again.
Which way shall we take? Yonder, eastward arch?
Maybe. But we ought to look about us. Let us go towards that light in the north door. There's another chamber here on the right. The stone door stands half open.
There's a slab of white stone.
It looks like a tomb. See, there are runes graven on it.
Yeah. These are Daren's runes, such as were used of old in Moria.
Balin, son of Fundin, lord of Moria.
He is dead, then. I feared it was so.
The shadow lies upon his tomb in Moria, in Khazad-dûm. Hmm.
There are bones strewn about in the dust. Broken swords and axes. This is an orc scimitar.
There are some chests in the wall here, too. Mm. Oh, but they've all been broken into. Oh, there's something still in this one, though. It looks like a book.
Bring it here to me.
Oh, it's got burned. Wasn't there some old blood on it?
Careful, careful. The pages are cracked. They'll crumble. It seems to be a record of the fortunes of Balin's folk. I guess that it began with their coming here. Listen. We drove out orcs from the great gate.
Orcs? There was always talk of orcs back in the Shire.
They are the oldest and bitterest of our foes. They were bred by Melkor, the evil one who Sauron served in envy and mockery of the elves. They're filled with malice and hate even their own kind. And deep in their hearts, they loathe the master whom they serve in fear.
The book is written in many different scripts.
Here is a bold hand using an elvish script.
That would be Ori's hand.
I fear he had ill tidings to record. Look here. The 10th of November, Balin, Lord of Moria, fell in Dimrill Dale.